This morning we're going to take a little time together and talk about that subject of how God speaks to us today. You will notice that there's an insert in your bulletin, a little summary, and I'm going to look at that summary with you in just a moment. But it's amazing to look into the Word of God and to see that God desires to speak and to minister to us. And we value the ability for the Lord to speak to us and to minister to us. And we're going to talk about how He does it. It's a very important subject. And I've had people ask me about it time and time again. It's a very important subject. We sang together, Ancient Words, Ever True, Changing Me and Changing You. And that song is a song that we sang together that tells about the value of the Word of God. In fact, you'll remember in Psalm 19 that the psalmist said, "More to be desired are they than gold," that is the words of God, "more to be desired than are they than gold, even than much fine gold, and sweeter also than honey of the honeycomb," Psalm 19, verse 10. It is amazing how God has worked in our hearts to cause us to see the value of the Word of God. I talked to several people this past week, and one individual said, well, I was sharing with this individual about how when my brother got saved, and it was only weeks before he died, when he got saved in the hospital, he had leukemia, he started reading his Bible, and I'll never forget this. He's only been saved like 3 weeks. He started reading his Bible. And he said to me, and I walked in the hospital room, he said, "I can't believe that I haven't been reading the Word of God." He said, "I can't believe it. It's so interesting. It's so helpful. And God's used it already in my life." Value the Word of God. You know, it's amazing the things that some people value. I was reading this testimony. When I was a little girl in the early 60s, I bought a Barbie doll for about $3. I was always careful with my toys, so it was in great condition when I sold it in the 1990s for $500. Wow. How about Mark McGuire's 70th home run baseball? What do you think that sold for? Don't call it out. You'll be too low. Mark McGuire's 70th home run baseball sold for $3 million. Wow. Give you one more. Darth Vader's helmet from The Empire Strikes Back sold for $115,000. Different values. I wonder what God thinks when He sees people putting high value on things that are going to pass away. They're not really that important. But you and I as believers, we value the Word of God. Ancient words, ever true. In fact, I like this definition of the authority of Scripture, which is given by Wayne Grudem. He said, and listen, I'll read this slow. The authority of Scripture means that all the words of Scripture, that's all 66 books of the Bible, are God's words. See, already we're handling our subject. How does God speak to us today? He speaks to us through His Word. They're God's words in such a way that to disbelieve or disobey any word of Scripture is to disbelieve and disobey God Himself. Wow. You got to keep in mind that multitudes of people out in society today do not believe that the Bible is the uniquely inspired Word of God. In fact, they think it's a book of myths and just human writers put it together. You and I know that that's not true. Human writers did write the Word of God, but God the Holy Spirit guided the human writers so that we have composed and recorded for us the very words of God. God has spoken to mankind, and He's spoken primarily through His Word. In fact, if you'll take that little study sheet, how God speaks to us today, I want to just run through it real quick, and then we're going to put an emphasis. We start at the top. We see God promises to speak to us. He said in Psalm 32, verse 8, through the psalmist, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you shall go. I will guide you with my eye. Some translations say, I will guide you with my eye upon you. Boy, it's a wonderful thing to know that our God's watching after us, that He's taking care of us. And He says, I promise to guide you. So if God promises to guide us, we ought to be able to say, you know, I'm trusting Him for His leading. And there may be times, and I'm going to try to handle this in a way that I believe the Word of God handles it. There are times we don't always know what the next step we should take in some area of our lives. However, what God wants us to do is live in full fellowship with Him. He wants us to be doing His will as we know it for today. Do what you know God wants you to do today. Then tomorrow, as you pray today for tomorrow's leading, God will guide you and He will lead you. We'll talk more about this. He promises to guide us. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And here I think the psalmist is talking about the fact that, you know, a lamp to my feet. Well, when we walk, we take a step at a time. And God's Word talks about how we should walk in this life. It talks to us about how we should allow Him to guide us on our journey to glory. And that's what we're on. Four primary ways. First of all, He speaks through His Word. The entrance of your words gives me light. Psalm 119, verse 130. And then I like how the psalmist said, Lord, I want you to guide me by the Scriptures. Don't let me stray over here. Order my steps in your word, and let not iniquity have dominion over me. And there's another verse, a parallel verse to this, which says, your word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. One of the dynamics of the WANA on clubs on Wednesday night is the children are memorizing Scripture. And sometimes people say, well, they're going to remember all the... No, they're not going to remember every verse that they memorized, but they will remember some. And the Holy Spirit uses the Word of God. And you would be amazed, in fact, in your own life, as you look back and think of some Scriptures that God brought to your mind in thinking. So God speaks through His Word. Secondly, He speaks through the Holy Spirit. We'll be talking more about this for a couple minutes. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might, look at that verb there, know the things that have been freely given to us by God. See, you get on that subject of God speak to us today, and people get a little, I don't know if God really speaks. Yes, He does. He speaks to us. He does speak primarily through His Word, but He's given us the Holy Spirit to indwell us, to prompt us to do His will. Now, let me give you a little illustration. Like this morning, Holy Spirit prompted you to come and worship. I truly believe that. And you may say, well, you know, I just came because I know I'm supposed to go to the house of the Lord on Sundays. Woohoo! Hold back. The Holy Spirit is amazing. He encouraged us to come with brothers and sisters and to worship Him. We'll talk about this. The third one I'm not going to spend hardly any time on. He uses the counsel of committed believers. It's amazing the number of passages, or verses rather, of Scripture that talk about the counsel of others. Without counsel, plans go awry, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. And there's even an illustration where the Holy Spirit guides the writer of Proverbs in Proverbs 31, where he talks about the virtuous woman and says, in essence, he's saying, this woman speaks with wisdom. And we are to listen to the counsel of others, especially, and I think I put this on here purposefully, of committed believers. Fourthly, he uses circumstances. I'm not going to go into great detail on this. Habakkuk wondered why the Lord wasn't speaking to him. He wondered why things were happening in Israel the way they were. And he cries out and he says, how long shall I cry and you not hear? And God replied, look among the nations and watch, and I will work a work in your days. And he goes on to say, and you're not going to believe what I do. I'm raising up an enemy to come against your nation. Wow. So God says, look at the circumstances. See what I'm doing. So God does use circumstances. We'll talk about the concluding thoughts when we finish our time together. But just for a few moments, we're in Deuteronomy chapter 4, and we're going to look at verses 1 and 2. And now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the judgments which I teach you to observe. that you may live. He's saying that their spiritual lives, their spiritual sustenance comes from the Word of God, from what God is doing in their lives. And go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers is giving you, and you shall not add to the word which I have commanded you, nor take away from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I commanded you. Many of you know that at the end of the book of Revelation, it says that we should never add to the word of God or take away from the word of God. What God has spoken is His truth. John 17:17, Jesus is speaking to a group of people and He says, sanctify them, Lord, your people, through your truth. In fact, it was the disciples in that occasion. Sanctify them, set them apart through your truth. Your word is truth. So we're not to add to the Word of God. We're to listen to the statutes of the Lord. How do people add to the Word of God? Well, they say things like, well, Adam really wasn't the first man. You know, man evolved through the years, and there was prehistoric man. And let's call it what it is. That's a prehistoric lie. There's no such thing as evolution for the origins of our world. God told us how He created the world. Evolution is a lie. And the earth is not millions and millions and millions of years old, even though all kinds of scientists agree that it is, but it really isn't. The reason for the appearance of age is primarily, it's twofold. One is because of the way God created the world, and secondly was because of the flood in Noah's day when the fountains of the deep were pushed up and that water came from above and created all these layers that people say, well, that their testimony of millions of years. The Word of God says God created man. God created marriage. Marriage is between a man and a woman. Matthew chapter 19, people went to Jesus asking about the subject of marriage, and Jesus said, in the beginning, God created man and woman, and that's what marriage was to be. Life in the womb, very important in the Word of God. Psalm 139, life in the womb is life. Life starts at the beginning of conception, time of conception. Do not change this truth. Do not add to the Word of God. Life in the womb is sacred. And is a person a male or a female, or is sexuality fluid and it changes? Word of God is very true. Science is very accurate about DNA. A man will always be a man, and a woman will always be a woman, no matter what they do, to try to change their sexuality. You see what the Lord says there? Do not add to His word. It's very clear. I like what Max Lucado, some of you read Max's books. Max Lucado said this with regards to the Word of God. He said this. I'm going to read it. I know that God is speaking to me when, and there's an excellent book, by the way, written by Priscilla Shire. She's the daughter of Tony Evans, and she's quite a Bible teacher. She wrote a book called Discerning the Voice of God. And she quotes Max Lucado, who said this, I know that God is speaking to me when I read a verse like, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You want to get encouraged? Mark your Bible. Mark some of these familiar verses, you see. And it's amazing when you look at it, whoa. The Lord says He's never going to leave me, never going to forsake me. I will never leave you nor forsake you. This sentence sometimes falls like a hand on my shoulders. The Bible is to God what a surgical glove is to the surgeon. He reaches through it to touch deep within us. When anxiety eats away at my peace, Lucado said this, I read this passage. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and then the peace of God. If we held a testimony service right now, and I would say to you, tell us about a time when, you know, you were really burdened with something, you didn't know how it was going to turn out. There was a lot of pressure on your life or on you as a person. Maybe you didn't share it. tremendous pressure. You lacked peace. There was a restlessness. But you went to your Lord in prayer, and it is amazing how He gave you peace. He's honored. He's glorified when you testify of things like that. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. He said, "These words stir a sigh in my soul." So then he gives a conclusion, and I love his conclusion. He says, "Let's try not to make a decision, whether large or small, without sitting before God with an open Bible, an open heart, and open ears, and we imitate the prayer of Samuel, who said in 1 Samuel 3:10, speak, Lord, for your servant's listening." And you know, these messages go through me before I can share them with you. And there are times when I have had to say, "Lord, what really do you want me to do now? Make this really clear? Do you want me to do this today? Do you want me to do..." That's what we should do, shouldn't we? Shouldn't we minister to the Lord and give our concerns to Him? Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." And the word of God there is not the logos of God. It's the other word for word of God. It's rhema. And Jesus was saying, use Scripture. He said, it is written to Satan when he was tempted. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Satan tempted him to turn the stones into bread. But Jesus came back and he says, no, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but what God has said. And God has said, I just don't, to fulfill my own desire, command the stones to be made bread. When he said, the word of God, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, he used the term rhema. And that's the phrase I want you to remember, the little word that I want you to remember with regards to the word of God, that God will use in your life, sometimes, some days, only one scripture, or only one part of a verse that will minister to your heart, that will give you wisdom for something He wants you to do in a given day. And that is how God speaks to you. And just very briefly, He uses, of course, the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has been given to us in order to minister to our hearts. In fact, in Romans 8:14, it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God," or the daughters of God. The Holy Spirit lives within you as a believer. And living within you, He is well able to prompt you to do certain things, and I'll get to that in just a moment. But He's well able to help you as you read the Word of God to understand what the Word of God says. And there are many, many passages of Scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we don't have time to go into it, which tells us that the Holy Spirit helps us to know and understand the things of God. Sometimes you will catch yourself saying, "Well, I never really saw that before. I've read that passage before. Never really understood it, what I'm understanding today." Because the Holy Spirit ministers to your heart. It is absolutely amazing what God does through the Holy Spirit. I want you to look at one last reference, and then we're going to close in prayer. Turn with me to Acts chapter 11, verse 12. Acts chapter 11, verse 12. Sometimes people say, "Well, I can see how God could use the Bible. I can see how He can speak to me through the Word." But you see, the Lord speaks to us through the Holy Spirit who lives within us. Notice this little reference, easy to go by, pass by. Acts chapter 11, verse 12. This is the Apostle Paul speaking, and he says, "Then the Spirit told me to go with them, doubting nothing." Okay? He was concerned where he should go to minister next. You'll notice that he says clearly that the Holy Spirit told him to go. So here's what we're drawing as a conclusion. We're drawing as a conclusion that the Lord certainly does want to minister to us by His Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who illuminates the Word of God for us, and the Holy Spirit is the one who also prompts us to do certain things which are in the will of God. And it is amazing. It is absolutely amazing that we as believers can continue to grow in our knowledge of the things that God wants us to do. Now, I think there's one more thing I want to mention that's in on your study sheet, that the key to understanding when God is speaking to us, this is very important, comes from having a relationship with the Lord. In other words, if you're, as a Christian, you're growing as a Christian, and you're getting closer to the Lord, you are going to know that He loves you, He's concerned about you, He's concerned about your life, your health, your strength, your knowledge, He's concerned about your family. And as you get closer to the Lord, you see, you're going to sense that He speaks to your heart. He tells you, you know, pray for your daughter today. Pray for your son today. Pray for your aunt today. Pray for your... You see, the Holy Spirit will minister to you. The key, again, to the Lord speaking to us comes out of our relationship with the Lord. And we as believers, we want to grow closer and closer to Him. James 4:8 says, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Let's pray together.